educated choice federates a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
It's time to make your future. It's time for Flint Hills Technical College. Everything a college should be. Everything you know you wanna be. Flint Hills Technical College. Hands-on education. Flint Hills Technical College. Experience success for a new generation. Flint Hills Technical College.
And welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Dean Hollenbeck. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Always great to have Dean in for a Tech Talk on a monthly basis. And, oh boy, we learn all kinds of great things that are always going on at Flint Hills Technical College. First, Happy New Year to you. And how were the holidays for you?
Well, the holidays were good. I mean, we just kind of stayed close to town here and just kind of kicked back. So that was a good thing.
So have classes begun at the Tech College?
We started yesterday, and we're glad to be back in session. And of course, half the year's over, so we looking forward to the spring semester. Got lots of things going. And it's just an exciting time for us.
So still enrollment going on, Dean?
Yeah, we're enrolling a little bit. We still have, classes just started, so if somebody, needs to get in, we still have a few days here that we can get our numbers. I can't tell you just exactly how good they are, but we know that, we're satisfied. We're looking pretty good for the spring semester. So.
So your instincts telling you pretty good then, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
That's good news for us, yes.
And it's one of those things too, Dean, where you've been enjoying growth and pretty significant growth now for the better portion of 10, 12 years.
Well, Chuck, yes, it is. Happy New Year to you too.
Happy New Year.
We, when you look at what, our role is in the community and the region and I think when we start looking at the workforce development issues and those types of things across the state, of course, we're offering classes not only online for all across the country, but we have a couple of our programs in Lawrence now and at the Peasley Tech Center, and we teach classes at several of the high schools around the state out in western Kansas. And so, we're our footprint is a lot bigger than just our local community now, and that speaks to the type of programs that we offer. But also, it shows what the state of Kansas and our business and industry and are needing as far as technical education across the country. And so, as we keep working towards building this workforce and looking at all the things that we can do, and not just Flint Hills Technical College, but the other five technical colleges across the state, we're playing a key role, in the economy here in Kansas.
And you're listening to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Dean Hollenbeck, a monthly feature here on KVOE. And Dean always has a guest or two with him, and we have one in studio from the Tech College. Is Monica Graves with the Dental Assisting Program is in studio with us this morning. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us in studio. It's kind of a nice surprise to have you here.
Yeah,
I guess
it
I don't
is.
Communicate very well. I thought I was supposed to be right here.
Yeah, good morning to you, Monica.
Morning, Dean.
Well, it's good to have you here. And Monica's in to talk about, understand you have a blood drive going on.
Yes, we do. February 1st. From 9 to 2 in the Conference Center at the Technical College. The Dental Assisting Program hosts this or presents it and coordinates the whole thing for the community to come out to our college to do a blood drive. And if you've all given blood or have been part of a blood drive, they're banging on us all the time. They don't have enough enough donors, and it's really a high peak season right now. They need a lot.
All right. So how can people get involved with that? How can they register, Monica?
Well, we have two ways. You can make an appointment to be a donor. You can go to redcross.org and look for our link that says Flint Hills Technical College. The drive is February 1st. And if you don't have an online access, you can create an account and do your own appointment schedule according to the time that works for you in that drive time from 9 to 2. Or you can call my dental practice number. It is 620-341-1314. I'm not always at the phone, so if someone wants to make an appointment, just leave me a message. I will call you back.
What goes into setting one of these events up, these blood drives up, and how long have you been really in the planning stages here for this one coming up here in early February?
Well, I've been doing this for the 22 years I've been at the college, so my part of it is actually I actually get students involved in it as a community service organization project, and a couple of students will coordinate it and get appointments done. I just kind of oversee the whole project. Susan Fahler is our contact here in Emporia. She's wonderful to get us the drive packet and everything that we need. And then we'll start putting up signage around the college pretty soon. And I know that Kat is going to put things in our local loop and things like that. So having the opportunity to talk about it on the radio is important because it is an open-to-the-public drive. There was some confusion about that, but because we want to get as many donors as possible, we've asked them to open it up as a public drive.
You have been with the Tech College for how many years now?
22.
22. Always in the dental assisting program?
Always. That's my primary role. I have taught other courses throughout the college in professional development to other programs, but my thing is the dental program, yes.
So how long have you been involved with the dental program then?
The whole 22 years.
The whole 22 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So how have things evolved over 22 years in dental assisting? The equipment has changed, and the looks like you've made some nice advances at the Tech College for the program.
We have, as far as dental delivery, those kinds of things haven't changed too much in how to prepare a tooth, but technology has changed a lot. And unfortunately, it costs a lot of money. So some of the things that we would really like to have, we don't have yet. I'm trying to partner with some dental labs to get some of those things. But it's a constant drive to find financial funding and backing and things like that to get the equipment that we really need.
With the technology advancing as rapidly as it has over, especially the last maybe 10 to 15 years, why is it so important to have your students with that cutting edge, that leading edge, cusp of the technology side of things, in order to help your students? And on the flip side of that, is it one of those things for the students where you're absorbing a lot of information at the start, which helps them later on and makes things a lot easier for them in the long run?
First of all, the cutting edge technology part of it, if we don't have them ready to go into a dental office, they're not really prepared for work, and that's our goal, is to have them prepared for work. And every year we go to the dental labs and they have new technology, scanning machines and things like that that we don't have access to. We do have guest speakers who come in and bring those equipments in so the students can see them. We can still do good dentistry without it, but because it's advancing so quickly, we'd like to get that. So I'm working with a dental lab out of Topeka to try to get that for us. The dental students, they get a lot of information in a very short time. It's a 9-month program, so the first semester they're kind of banging their heads, trying to figure it all out. In the second semester, we cover all of the dental specialties, and then they go on two 4-week internships, so it all kinds of works together. So whatever we're doing at the college, they can apply that at the internship, and then it starts to really make sense.
It has been a pretty popular program, too, has it not?
It has, and through my history there, it's been very, very good. We did have a greater attendance when we had a 1+1, but Kansas Board of Regents made us split that up when they realigned the hygiene program. So our numbers are down a little bit, but we still have a good attendance.
Well, and just like the other programs at the Tech College, your placement rate, very good?
Very, very good, yes. Many of our students go on to the hygiene program. They can go right from dental assisting to dental hygiene with the right application and completion of that program. And anyone who wants a job across the country can get one in dental assisting. It is very popular and high demand.
That was the other thing I was going to bring up, because I think the salaries, too, make it a popular program.
Yes, it does. And you're not going to get rich being a dental assistant, or, you know, it just depends on where you land and what you're doing. Yeah. I've been very fortunate to have good salary rates here in Emporia and throughout my career. But depending on where you go, base rates can start anywhere from $13 to $15 and then on up in the more metropolitan areas. So people can make a good living, yeah, and do well at it and progress through their career.
Nice salary there. Monica Graves with
it's
the...
It's a great stepping stone, too, also into our dental hygiene program. So Monica sure makes a difference across the board and, you know, in all those... in both of those programs, so that's a great thing for us.
All right, one more time, Monica, give us the date and time for the blood drive coming up.
All righty, the blood drive will be February 1st from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on at the main campus in the conference center, and come on ahead. There is the rapid pass, so if you make an appointment and you're planning on coming, you need to do that rapid pass a couple hours before the appointment, and that will expedite the process getting you in and out of the conference center with a donation. My phone number again is 341-1314 for those people who don't have a computer or don't want to go online and get an appointment. We'll get you set up.
All right, get those appointments made. And Dean, you wanted to touch on Thursday lunches coming up at the Flint Hills Technical College.
You know, that's really popular, and we just, you know, that's an exciting thing for us. We last night at our board meeting, our Culinary Arts is proposing to add a new piece to their curriculum. The hospitality dietary management component of it, and so that's going to be something that, as we look at our Culinary Arts, that they're going to get into, and so we'll be getting approval on that. But they have the World Cuisine at the Tallgrass Grill, and that's going to be starting every Thursday, and it starts on the 18th of January and goes all the way through 5-3. And so the first one is going to be this coming next week, will be the British Isles, and they go through Spain and Portugal, France, Italy, Germany, Scandinavia, countries of Africa, Middle East, all the way down to the last one, South America, and they include India and Mexico. And what I can do is I can send you this list, and if you want to post it on the radio website, people can look, yeah, look at what's going on these Thursdays, and it's really popular. We got huge crowds, anywhere from 50 to 100 people every Thursday to come through, and it gives our students opportunity to do some different dishes, and our chefs, you know, are really excited about this, and so it's good training, but it's great for the community too. So that's beginning. So yeah, I wanted to mention that, and we're just excited about the semester, and good things are happening.
So the Thursday lunch is obviously open to the public then, Dean?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So what time do the lunches go? You know,
start at 11:15 and go to 12:30.
Okay.
Speaking of culinary arts, Dean, and I know we're probably not ready just yet to go full bore into this, but last fall during the CHOPS presentation, there was the announcement that there's going to be kind of a major improvements here to culinary arts.
Right.
So some
it is. I
great
mean,
things.
Ready. Yes, we've got the architects working on the plan right now as we look at some of the things that we need to do with our culinary arts program. You know, we need to update some equipment, but we're going to change the way the classrooms look, and so we're getting ready to roll that out. We're excited about that. The foundation will be a key component in helping us with the fundraising part of that, and this is going to be a big deal for us, and it's all because of the way that we've changed our curriculum, the way our faculty have made that a more attractive program, and of course we're training chefs, and we just sent one to Colorado, and so we're just really excited about making some changes that are going to be very beneficial to our students.
All right. I'm sure, Dean, you'll be watching the local legislators here as they just started their session.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the chamber is on their way up today, and of course, it's legislative day, and we have a representative up there. Vice President Crouch is attending that for us today. I was up there last week. So, we're going to be watching that. Really tuned in to what's going to happen in the education bill and those types of things. They all affect us.
Okay. Well, Dean, it's always a pleasure. Monica, hey, thanks for coming in this morning. Good to
Thank
talk
you.
To you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, Monica Gray's instructor.
Happy New Year to everybody.
All right, Happy New Year. Dental Assisting Program, of course, Flint Hills Tech College President Dr. Dean Hollenbeck joining us for Tech Talk, brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Technical College, FHTC.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:35.
Heavy rains in Southern California, mudslides triggered in areas destroyed by wildfires last month. ABC News senior correspondent Matt Gutman with more from Santa Barbara County.
People have been using sandbags, plastic sheetings and such to try to channel all of this water away, but we are already seeing flooding. Most people here have evacuated. You can see people still down below. Not everybody has left here.
Some had to leave and some had been rescued from cars and homes this morning. Talks between